is 99.7 FM Barrabil, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite the freezing of more than $2 billion in federal aid, Harvard University is not budging in its refusal to let the Trump administration change its policies. ABC's Will Reeve is on campus with more.
Harvard is digging in. The university president writing in a statement, "No government, regardless of which party is in power, should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue." President Obama writing on social media, "Harvard has set an example for other higher ed institutions, rejecting an unlawful and ham-handed attempt to stifle academic freedom. Let's hope other institutions follow suit."
President Trump says he's joining some of his top economic advisors for negotiations at the White House over tariffs and trade with a top Japanese official who is traveling to Washington for talks. China announcing today its economy grew at a 5.4% rate in the first quarter of the year. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking for $30 million in the next state budget to cover costs for crime victim services. At a Wausau roundtable Tuesday, Call said federal funding for those services has decreased dramatically. In the current federal fiscal year, the funding has been reduced by about 70%. Milwaukee addresses voting problems from the statewide spring election. Over half of the city's polling places either ran short of ballots or ran out completely. Milwaukee Elections Chief Paulino Gutierrez says changes made to avoid future shortages include printing one ballot for every registered voter in Milwaukee. And Republican lawmakers want the state to pitch in $1.25 million in funding to cover the cost of public safety for next week's NFL draft in Green Bay. That money would cover two-thirds of the expected cost to keep people safe during the event, which takes place April 24th through the 26th. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind as well, a high of 57. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, some showers and maybe even a thunderstorm developing later in the afternoon, a high of 63. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath & Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Your hometown station.
Here is Scandal on Max FM.
Reedsburg's maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Now, Emily, one of the things a lot of us don't get the time to do properly is exercise, right?
Right, right. It's a struggle for people who work a lot or have busy lives to fit in exercise. It's hard to prioritize it. You try to go, oh, that sounds like a good thing to do today, and then you find yourself busy and you say, do it tomorrow.
Right, or you make that New Year's resolution, hey, I'm going to work on getting fit, get a membership, and then it gets to be 3 or 4 months in, you're like, oh, I'm busy with this, or it's nice outside, I'm going to go do this, and then,
right,
yeah, those things happen. Well, this sounds like maybe the dumbest health hack ever. But a new study finds that this one actually may work. Don't want to exercise? Turns out you can get the same benefits by just rushing through stuff all the time.
Even 5 minutes a day of things like speed vacuuming, a rug, it can make a big difference. I have feelings here. Okay. Don't want to exercise? Turns out you can get some of the same health benefits if you choose to do things like speed vacuum. A study in the journal Circulation found doing random tasks and chores faster might do wonders for your health. Researchers tracked the movements of 24,000 adults for about a week. None of them were people who got regular exercise. What did they find, Dave?
The ones who did minor tasks briskly saw major health benefits years later. For some, their heart attack and stroke risk was half what it was for people who just went through the motions. Minor stuff might include quick things like speed vacuuming the rug or walking faster when you take out the trash. Now, I've got so many things I want to say on this, but yeah. What else did they find, Emily?
They found even 5 minutes of rushing per day made a difference. The idea is to get your heart pumping, and you don't have to be pumping iron to do it. The lead author of the study put it this way, quote, "It's a good idea to find ways to fit exertion into your daily life, but that doesn't mean you have to actually exercise." Boo.
Okay,
yeah. First of all, here's my first litany of criticisms on this. One, you need to get regular exercise as much as you can. Prioritize it, fit it into your day, or at least twice or three times a week. All you need is like 15 to 30 minutes will make all the difference in your health. More is obviously better, but everyone can fit in 30 minutes three times a week or even twice a week. I'm not trying to shame anybody out there. I have trouble with this too. But it does make your brain uncloud as well as what happens for the rest of your body when that happens. Two, there are things like you can not take the elevator and take the stairs. Those things are for sure ways that you can fit exercise into your life. Or walk to work instead of drive. Or ride a bike. Or, you know, things like that that aren't really replacing something else you have to be doing with exercise. It's just like a different mode of transportation, etc. Three, some of us always rush through everything anyways, and I don't really like that this is encouraging us to do that more because we are already living in like a dialed up, you know, expectation of stress in this life, and this should not be telling us to, one, not exercise, and two, add that feeling of to your day by saying, oh gosh, now I have to clean the house extra fast so I can fit in this fake exercise. I just don't think so. If you take the trash. Sure, walk quickly, take the trash out. That makes sense. And then walk around the block. You know what I mean? Like, you can do...
I do.
It's not a replacement. Okay.
No, it's not.
That was my litany, Dave.
I would tend to agree with you to a certain aspect of this, because it should not be a replacement for exercise. I get what the study is saying here. But if you're vacuuming things twice as fast as you normally would, you're not going to get things clean like they should be because you're rushing through it, which I don't like one bit. So that's the first issue I take with this study, is that you're just rushing through it to get the motions done and then move on. You're not going to get the task done properly. And again, like you said, I just don't like that rushed feeling while doing something. Sure, take a few extra steps, move a little quicker, taking the garbage out. I totally get that. But I wouldn't want to not have the quality for the clean house and because I rushed through it. That just doesn't make sense. And then you start getting stressed out over it, which is not good for your health either. So I don't think there's any real substitute for exercise. Like you said, at work, we're very fortunate. We have stairs to get to the studio now. We do have the elevator for moving equipment, which I am so grateful for. But generally, if I'm not moving equipment or have hands full of stuff, I'm using the stairs. And the stairs are a little bit unique getting up to the Max FM studios because they're just a little bit different rise compared to other steps. And so it's nice getting that exercise and getting up and getting that movement. So I think doing regular exercise is the way to go. Also, like you mentioned, walking to work is great, especially at this time of year as it's warming up. It's nice outside, and then you don't have to worry about getting those wonderful tickets if you stay parked too long in the same spot either. So
that never happens, downtown Baraboo.
Well, and I get it, though, because we don't want to clog up all the parking stalls either. It's kind of funny because I watch out the studio windows, and you can see the people playing parking roulette as they move their cars to not get a ticket. And so it's like, there's parking lots around.
But, like, literally,
around.
That doesn't matter because you're still using up a parking stall.
So, right, like, exactly.
You're not. It's like, you know, it's there's still that many less parking stalls. Why do you have to move your car?
Right.
Like, how about this? Don't bring four cars to work. Don't take up four stalls, just one. But, like, if you move your car, you're still taking up the one. Doesn't
or
make any sense.
But I guess spots. You know, that's the other part. There's parking lots and other street parking that's not 2 hours. And so it's like you can park in those proper spots and not have that happen. For me, it's a little bit easier in the morning with being early. Usually I'm bringing stuff in. But if I'm going to have to go back and it's going to be a nice day, I'm taking a walk, you know, take my time getting there, get that exercise in, enjoy that fresh air. I won't go as far as to get on my bicycle because I just don't want to mess with that. And by the time I do that, I can be walking to work and be there already. So there's a huge amount of benefit, I think, just taking those extra steps, planning a little bit of exercise into your schedule. But rushing through things, I don't agree with this study. I'm going to say I get where they're coming from with the study, but I don't agree with this study.
Yeah, and looking on the, you know, trying to look on the positive side of everything, right? If this, what this study can do is let us know, though, that there are ways to build in movement into your day, into your normal tasks. That doesn't mean rush through that, but that certainly means that there are things that we do all the time that require movement. So if you could extend that, you know, turn that into a walk, like I was saying before, or, you know, if you have a task to do that you have, you know, are on an elevator, it's take the stairs, you know, if you're taking the trash out, like I said, just, you know, continue on that walk. You got to get outside anyway to do that. If you have to go move your car that you drove to work to not get a ticket, then turn that into a little walk around the block. You know, whatever. There's always ways to incorporate movement, and even like fast walking can do it. It gets your heart pumping. It's great. Up and down the stairs, obviously. That those stairs at the building are, like you said, there's a lot of them for just one flight. It feels like there always should be ending by the time I'm not all the way up there yet.
So. Right. It's like by the time you get there, I'm like, all right, time for a coffee break. But no, I am glad.
I made it upstairs. Coffee. I really need a cup of coffee now. I'm so stressed because I rushed through getting up the stairs and now I need a cup of coffee. That's fair. That's totally fair.
Well, one thing we did learn, trying to run up those stairs is not the greatest idea. I'm not going to say who maybe had a little incident trying to run up the stairs racing Wendy because she was in the elevator. Someone decided they were going to race up the stairs from the basement. And he got to the landing and he had a little flub up. Wasn't me. But it was somebody else that's part of our
team. Asking for a friend as usual, Dave. We kind of, you know, we see through the mask, dude. Just saying.
It wasn't me.
Clear what's going on.
It wasn't me, and it wasn't Corey, in case anyone was curious. So
that was my second guess. All right.
Yeah. Nope. No, I'm not going to make any jokes on that one. But don't run up the stairs, but use the stairs. That's our words of wisdom today. And get out and enjoy this nice day. I mean, that is the other cool part about it. So I think that today's a good day for a walk. Take the dog for a walk. It's a great day to just be out and enjoy nature today. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to go through calendar days today.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
And we have some good ones on that list, as always. The Morning Show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. And, you know, sometimes you gotta have a little bit of fun in the morning, right? And sometimes you do need that miracle in the morning, but hey, today we don't need that miracle. Beautiful day again. Be out and about today. Enjoy the weather. Also, don't forget to take advantage of our big deal day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off a family four-pack, $24 admission to the Baraboo Children's Museum today and today only. That is just $12. No code required. Shop local and stay big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Here's Mike and the Mechanics. All I Need is a Miracle on MaxFM.
I couldn't make she's singing.
'80s 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:30 on Wednesday morning. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Baraboo Children's Museum. Encourage your children to learn through play every day at this interactive museum designed for kids, infant to 10 years old. Watch their imagination soar as they explore every corner of the museum, including a miniature grocery store experience and the creation station for arts and crafts. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a $24 family four-pack for just $12. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a 3-game losing streak. Reese Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know. Like, we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that that, you know, got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind as well, a high of 57. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, some showers and maybe even a thunderstorm developing later in the afternoon, a high of 63. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
My boss was Mr. McGee. So look here, I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast day never turned me on. There's something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but after day, when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a mask beneath the gray, the kind you find in a secondhand store. You feel like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. But I tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. It's baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then.
Fooling.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:41 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Emily, it is April 16th, and we're going to take a look at calendar days.
Yes, we are. And I'm going to go right to food because this is one of my favorite dishes in the world. Eggs Benedict. It is National Eggs Benedict Day. Everybody, poached eggs, English muffins, and Canadian bacon covered in hollandaise sauce and surrounded by a misconception, which I don't know what they mean by that. So I'll have to dig further into that. I don't know what the misconception is. Do you?
I don't. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've never had Eggs Benedict either. So
what?
I definitely don't know. No, I haven't.
You're cray cray. You're crazy. Because hollandaise sauce is like a gift from above. So I don't know why you've never had Eggs Benedict. I find that to be just sad. I think you need to have some. Take yourself out to breakfast, or we'll take you out to breakfast, whatever. But oh, so good. My whole family's huge fans. Always when we go to breakfast or brunch, somebody orders Eggs Benedict, and then everyone kind of tries to like lean in and get bites off because like even if they didn't order Eggs Benedict, they still want a bite. I don't know what the misconception is.
I do, actually.
I'll find out.
Oh, I'll tell you. Here we go. So some have assumed that the name originated from Benedict Arnold, the American Revolutionary War traitor, but its origins are a lot more complicated than they appear. There are multiple stories about who invented Eggs Benedict. As early as 18th century, Pope Benedict was obsessed with eggs. He loved one egg dish so much that he ordered it on a consistent basis, and he had cravings for it throughout his life. So another story came that it was around in 1894 from a Wall Street broker named Lemuel Benedict. So, and then in 1967, a new story was created for Eggs Benedict from Edward P. Montgomery, who wrote a letter to the New York Times Magazine with about the information about the man who was responsible for the dish prior to his death in 1920, Commodore E.C. Benedict as the inventor. So there are multiple inventors out there, apparently, of Eggs Benedict, and that's what the controversy is all about.
Oh, I love it. Well, either way, whoever came up with it the very first time, thank goodness, because it is delicious. And Dave, I just can't accept that you have not had them in your life. It will change your
life. One of our listeners texted that this morning, too. She said, oh, my goodness, you haven't had Eggs Benedict? It's my favorite. The diner has it right here in Baraboo. So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about
they have
that.
I've never had Eggs Benedict. When you get it for the first time, make sure you get real hollandaise. So you don't want to. There's another delicious way to do it, which is the hollandaise is kind of turned into like a cheese sauce, which is also delicious. I mean, I will never be a hater on cheese sauce because I'm such a fan of cheese. But the original Eggs Benedict sauce, you want to have the original like sauce, which has got lemon and I think egg yolk and I don't even know what's all in it. But it is. Yeah, we have a tradition around here. Everybody gets Eggs Benedict if it's possible as a breakfast in bed on their birthday. So that's been going for a long time in our family because everybody loves it so much. Anyways, we are spending a lot of time on that because I just I can't accept that you haven't had it. It's so delicious.
Well, so they have a day named after me and I didn't even know it. Oh. It's National Angel Day. I'm getting laughter from the studio this morning. I've got Wendy, do you disagree with this? You're over here cackling away. Do you disagree with that? You might as well come over here. You can't be laughing in studio at me. She's saying, wow, that's all she can say. So I thought it was a great one.
I can feel her shaking her head and rolling her eyes right now.
Oh, she is. She's rolling her eyes and shaking her head right now at me. She said my horns are holding up my halo in case anyone didn't hear that. So.
Oh, dang.
Oh, boy.
Burn all the things. I love it. Yes. I love it. Well, we're going to move on from that because I'm not going to talk too much trash about Dave right now because it's already happening right in his face.
I know. I'm getting it from every end of the world here today. But it is Wear Pajamas to Work Day, so probably should check with your boss first before doing that. But in case anyone is curious, yes, I'm wearing pants to work today.
Wow. Lucky, lucky. Pajamas to work is fun. Like sometimes when you get to do that, it depends. I mean, folks work at home a lot now. So, I mean, they're able to do that. I think, you know, they're during times of staying home all the time, you know, a few years ago when we all had to do that for a while. That got a little bit boring, though. Then it was like, okay, get up and get dressed just to, like, go outside, just so you have a reason to do something.
Right.
So, yeah, but sometimes nowadays it's not quite like that, and it's nice to be able to just lounge a little bit if you can when you're doing work remotely. Today is also National Reveal the Genius Within Day. Get ready to share your ideas with our tips and information about this day. So I'm going to dig into a couple of those tips because I want to share that, but I really, they have a great picture of Einstein on here, and it is just, I just appreciate smartness because everybody has it, and I want everyone to share all their ideas because, you know, Einstein didn't do well in school. I mean, that is, I don't know if that's a well-known fact, but it's kind of curious, right? So, like, just because you don't, you know, follow the pattern and do all the things exactly how everyone expects you to does not mean you're not genius. Sometimes it means your brain just does things in a different way that is especially genius in his case. So, yeah, right. So that's a fun one. Yeah. Oh, there's, okay. Oh, there's a timeline. Okay. All right. So that started in 2020 and then 2011, Dream Week, and then Dream Week Summit. So they created all kinds of, like, tips to attend seminars and, like, be part of basically bringing your genius out. So there's all these ways to do that. But basically, just always understand that you are brilliant and share your ideas. Don't ever feel like, you know, that, like, there's never a bad question, never a bad idea, I feel like, you know, as long as it's safe and kind. I don't want to say that overwhelmingly.
No, I totally get it. It's also, as you heard in our show opener, National Banana Day. So one of the world's most popular fruits. So yes, National Banana Day. It's also National Librarian Day.
Okay. I've never got a chance to do that because I would not be probably, not that I wouldn't be a good librarian, but I wouldn't be good at keeping people quiet. On the other hand, it is World Voice Day. Make some noise. It's time for World Voice Day. So that's kind of fun. I mean, that's about speaking out and speaking loud and doing all this stuff. So it's a little bit of opposites. It's also National Orchid Day. Some of the most beautiful flowers with so many variations. They are sometimes really difficult to grow. They grow, like, on rocks and waterfalls and stuff, like crazy places for flowers and plants to be able to survive. So, yeah, there's some really rare species of orchids, which is pretty cool.
That is. It's also National Bean Counter Day. So we celebrate all the professionals who take care of our financial well-being. We appreciate each and every one of our accounting folks. That is some work that's definitely difficult work to do, and we appreciate accountants out there. So National Bean Counter Day today. It's also
Celebrating because they got through the 15th, hopefully, if they're not still doing everybody's extensions.
They're probably hopefully taking a well-deserved day off, maybe after busting through it, but sadly, I think that's exactly right. They're working on all the extensions, or they're just trying to get their breath caught up and maybe taking the day off to go back at it tomorrow, because that is insane when you get down to that last minute when it's tax day yesterday. So hopefully everyone's got their taxes in, because if you haven't, you're late now. It's also Day of the Mushroom. You can go truffle hunting and look for mushrooms. Ooh, that picture of those mushrooms looks delicious. So, yes, Day of the Mushroom as well.
Mushrooms, yeah, they have so many different things happening with them. There's so much more about mushrooms that people are learning nowadays that about just, I mean, what you can do with a mushroom in terms of not just eating, but like fighting disease. And I mean, they're just, they're one of a kind. They've got their own genus, I think is what it is, the fungi genus or whatever it is. And I'm not a scientist, so don't quote me on that, but they have their own thing. They're not a plant in terms of the same way that another plant could be considered a plant. So they're kind of on their own. They've got a lot of complications, and they're actually quite amazing. So, and delicious, depending on how you like to eat them. It is also, what did I see here that I liked? Oh, Foursquare Day. Foursquare. Okay, this was like an app from back in the day. I don't, is this still even a thing? I remember this now.
And yes, it
I
is.
I did appreciate that. It is. Okay. I never used it, but I knew people who did. Huh? Yep. It's still a thing. Do you use it?
It is. I don't, but I know people that do. So, yep, it is still a thing. So,
when I first looked at this, I thought it was the game that you play in the playground. I was like, sweet, I love Foursquare.
No.
Foursquare's ruthless. I mean, you literally chuck a ball at someone and like yell at them to get out of your face. It can be a little bit ruthless.
Yep. And so, actual four-square day was observed on April 16th, and it's one of the most unique holidays that you'll come across. So four squares, four times four, which is equal to 16. It's observed in 100 cities worldwide with much enthusiasm, as the app is easier for us to share our location and pick up our friends' location. So, yes, Foursquare is still a thing, Emily. Shocked to read that this morning. Yeah, that is fun. Speaking of fun, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning for some more fun and shenanigans on one of your favorite days of the week.
Yay, happy Wednesday moves into Thursday, and then the weekend's right around the corner. So, yeah, get out and don't rush through things, folks, like we were talking about earlier in the show. Go ahead and just take a leisurely walk. If you even have 10 minutes, it makes such a difference to your mental state and emotions. So just take a walk, get out in the sunshine, and have a really, really great Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your MaxFM community calendar. On Saturday, April 19th, the Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting Breakfast with Bunny. This event will be from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Each guest is invited to have their picture taken with the Easter Bunny, and paid guests will get a muffin and juice. You can find all the details at BaraboochildrensMuseum.org. This, again, is from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 19th. And later that night, from 6 until 8 p.m., the Children's Museum invites you for the egg hunt at the museum. Each child will be provided an egg carton to fill, 12 eggs per child. Again, visit their website for more details and follow their social media pages. The Portage Lions Club will once again be hosting their Easter egg hunt. This will be happening on the grounds of Woodbridge and John Murch School. Hunt will start right at 10 a.m. Children will split into age groups for 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11. The Easter Bunny and Leo the Lion will be on site for photo opportunities. This is on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. until 10:30. And as you can imagine, that is just some of the many Easter-related events happening this upcoming weekend. Be sure to check the Area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details, and also local businesses' social media pages for other events. Coming up on Thursday, April 24th, Trappers Turn Golf Course will be hosting the Grape and Gourmet Gala for 2025. This is the biggest fundraiser for the UW-Platteville-Baraboo Sauk County Friends of the Campus Scholarship Program. Enjoy a delicious multi-course dinner with wine pairings at Trapper's Turn. There'll be experiences throughout the evening, including a wine raffle, live auction, fund-to-need donations, and a student speaker. Again, this is all on Thursday, April 24th from 5:15 until 9:15 at Trapper's Turn. Visit friendsofthecampus.org/events for more information.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Garrett Tesman.
When you get to know your patients for a number of years, you know what their priorities are, what they want to get from the treatment plan. One of my other big passions is integrative medicine. The idea that instead of just treating a disease with a medication, it's taking a step back, seeing about changing lifestyle, be that diet or exercise, and really being able to bring patients off of medications when someone doesn't need it anymore.
For more information about Dr. Tesman, visit ramchealth.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over, where current and new customers get up to $1,200 off phones, plus get the latest tablet on us. Celebrate with U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, Dells, and Reedsburg.
Maximum hits, Maximum.
WRPQ Baraboo,
W279 EG Reedsburg.
got much to say.